Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With four skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning and welcome to the end of the traditional work week. Steve Miggs.
Yes.
I'm doing something for the very first time tonight.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to a wrestling show.
Yes, you are.
I've never been to one before.
Oh, is this your very first one?
My very first of this kind of wrestling.
Independent wrestling.
Yes.
Defy Wrestling, a big tribute show to our friend Kevin Deers, who sadly is no longer with us, but was a massive Defy guy. And day one, he was doing stuff with Defy with me.
Mm-hmm.
Behind the scenes, on the mic, doing interviews, just social media. So tonight's going to be a celebration of his life, and all of us that are involved with Defy are sad but fired up to show him the love that he deserves.
It's going to be a wonderful tribute to our friend. I am just curious, what do I need to know going in there? Do I need to get there early to get a good seat? Like, how does this work?
Well, I got your seats taken care of, but definitely get there early. That way you can get the vibe. Washington Hall is such a cool building. It's an old historic building that's kind of a little bit past Capitol Hill. Jimi Hendrix has performed there. Fugazi. It's just like this place that has like a lot of history, old charm to it. Just rest your voice, because that's the whole vibe, man. You yell and scream at the wrestlers, you have a good time, and there's plenty of alcohol and food as well.
Will I be chanting F Steve Miggs with people later?
I mean, that's up to you. I can't tell you what to do, but in this situation, I'm not going to be the delusional douche that I am in other places. I'm there to celebrate Kev. I'm going to speak in front of everybody, and then I'm also going to be involved in the tribute match to Kevin later on in the evening. It's going to be an awesome night.
Really looking forward to it, Steve. Thank you for being part of it. DefyWrestling.com is where people can go for more info.
Yes, you're going to be there. Danny's coming. Castle's going to be making an appearance as well. Some other people from the station. Ryan the Beard's coming, too.
Yeah.
Friends and family of Kevin's as well. So it'll be fun. I think it's going to be a therapeutic night for a lot of people who have been hurting because of Kevin's passing.
Well, we look forward to gathering in his honor this evening. Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And today, it's also a day to get out the grill, get out some meat. It's National Barbecue Day. Or fake meat for some of us.
I'm in.
But here's the million-dollar question for you. You can only grill one thing. Are you going hot dogs or hamburgers?
I gotta go hamburger. I love a hot dog, but I just feel like there's more more options involved with making hamburgers.
More filling, too?
Yeah, more filling. Get more top, more fixins, as they call it.
Danny?
Gotta go with the glizzies.
Oh, you're going hot dogs.
All day, because you can eat as many of them as you possibly can and not get full.
And is this a first for anyone at KSW to refer to it as a glizzy, unironically?
I still don't understand where that term comes from or why it's a thing. And it kind of doesn't sound appetizing.
You guys are so... I don't know either, guys.
I'm trying to be cool, all right?
Glizzies. You're nailing it. You're crushing it with your glizzies.
Thank you.
All right, then also... And 78% of people who were polled said hamburger.
All right.
How about potato salad or coleslaw?
Probably potato salad.
Potato salad. Let's go. Okay, we could all agree on that. And then one last one. Veggies or corn on the cob?
Ooh, corn on the cob when it's in season is like, it's a no-brainer. Corn on the cob.
Veggies. Corn is the worst you could possibly have.
Really?
Yeah, I will throw corn out into the sea all day long.
Even if you like get it off the cob?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Fire roasted?
No, I'm good.
Oh. Drizzle a little mayo on it if you want?
No, I'm good.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, no.
Corn on the cob all the time.
Yeah.
We're not grilling unless we have corn. Like, my wife will be like, you want a barbecue? I'm like, do we have corn? She's like, no. I'm like, I'm going to the store.
It's a staple.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, pickleball has kind of become a big thing. Started here in the Pacific Northwest. Was it Bainbridge Island was where it all began? And I don't know if you know this, but there's an 18-year-old by the name of Anna Lee Waters. She's not from here. She's from Florida, but she's considered to be like the Wayne Gretzky, the Michael Jordan of pickleball. She's considered like the brightest star of pickleball. The crazy part is she's a 6-year veteran. Yes, that means that at 12, she went pro.
Wow, and that's crazy.
She just did an interview on the podcast called Throwbacks that has Matt Leinart, the former football player, and Jerry Ferraro, who used to be in Entourage. He was Turtle. And they talked to her about her goals. She had a bunch of like short-term goals, but the long-term goal is this one.
Hoping pickleball will become an Olympic sport.
Yes, kind of like, now we're talking.
That's kind of a personal goal because I'd love to play in the Olympics.
So that would be so... It will for sure.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
But that's not 5 years. That's a little... further, I think, in my opinion.
I mean, why not?
I think that's in the sights for sure.
I mean, they have, like, Olympic walking. Like, to me, pickleball makes way more sense.
It's a no-brainer.
And, you know, I'm a pickleball enthusiast.
Of course.
I played it once.
Oh, gosh. Remember this rock slide that happened on Chuckanut Drive that's up in the north end? It's how you can get to Oyster Dome, which is like honestly probably one of the best hikes in the entire state of Washington.
I thought that was a gentleman's club.
Oyster Dome.
On Chuckanut Drive.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, this rock slide happened on April 22nd. I think they thought originally they'd have it cleared up by like that weekend. They're still working. They've been working 6 days a week trying to clear this slide, and it's just a complete disaster. But I saw one of the overhead shots of it, and I'm like, we need to get more excavators out there. That's what Barrett would recommend. Just get more excavators.
There's one person I know who would make that call.
He knows all the excavators.
It's your 5-year-old son, Barrett.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 57 degrees, going to be cloudy. Oh, the Mariners, let's hope the winning ways start up in San Diego. They're taking on the Padres in San Diego, and they better start winning because the Texas Rangers have all of a sudden become a pretty hot team, and they're a half game back of first place. We can't have that happen.
No, we cannot.
The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a woman who has a surefire way to get free chicken. How so?
Let's go.
We're going to tell you at 6:20.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ready to prioritize yourself? Your skin is a great place to start. Dime Beauty, founded by a master esthetician, is more than just a skincare company. With 4 skin-conscious categories, skincare, beauty, body care, and fragrance, Dime offers simple, spa-worthy products that will help bring your glow back. Whether you're revitalizing your regimen with nourishing products or building one from scratch, Dime makes it easy. The Work System, our all-in-one best-selling routine, includes a cleanser of your choice, toner, serums, and moisturizers, taking the guesswork out of skincare for your healthiest, happiest skin yet. Dime's commitment to clean ingredients and sustainable packaging ensures every product is as gentle on your skin as it is on the planet. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews and a loyal community, the results speak for themselves. Revive your skin and give yourself the routine refresh you deserve by visiting DimeBeautyCO.com. That's DimeBeautyCO.com. Your best skin awaits.
There is a woman who claims she never has to pay for chicken. This is her explaining exactly how she does it.
The net weight is 1.45 pounds. That means that without the packaging, that's how much meat should be in here when I go to measure it. Food scale, you need one of these. So after you zero it out with the plate, 1.38 pounds, and the net weight, 1.45. So for this particular one, it's only a tenth of a pound off. I would not call on this one because that's close enough. But that's just how you do it to check the weight and make sure you're getting your money's worth. Had it not been the correct weight, this is Purdue. They've been asking for pictures of it in the packaging and then pictures of it on the scale.
This woman is my spirit animal from college.
She has really put in some effort there.
I mean, this is awful. And like, so what are you doing? But also, this was broke Migs back in college.
What did you do?
The pizza. You remember, I told you about the pizza. Like, we would measure the pizza.
Oh, my gosh.
In college, we were broke as F. So we would scrape up enough money to order. And my apologies to Domino's, because it was always Domino's, because Domino's is delicious. And we would order the Domino's, and they would say, you know, you get a 12-inch pizza. We would also be the type of people that would try and get it before hope that they would show up 30 minutes past the 30-minute mark.
Oh, because that's another way to get it free.
Back when I was growing up, kids, Domino's had a deal where if it showed up after 30 minutes, it was for free. So we're always trying to think of ways, how can we like distract them or something like that. But we would measure the pizza out, and if it wasn't 12 inches, we would call and bitch. And, you know, they didn't want to deal with this kind of crap. So they're like, well, fine, we'll send you another pizza. And we did this not all the time, but quite a few times in during the college year.
There was a pizza trick in Pullman back in the day, too.
Oh, really?
With Papa John's. And it was, if you were a lady, you could show some.
No.
Yes.
You gotta be freaking.
It did not go all 4 years like that. Uh-huh. But when I was early in college, like that was a prime way to get yourself a free pie.
Well, we all know Papa John. He loves himself some hoops.
I would have totally done that.
Right.
If I was like the delivery guy, or if I worked at the pizza chain, I would have been like, how do you get that rumor going?
Right? I mean, this is right in the middle of Greek Row, too. Like, it was bananas.
If I'm the delivery driver, I'm like, I got those. Don't worry. But you already have too many stuff on your plate. You got to deliver to here, there, and everywhere. I'm like, don't worry. I got to go to the sorority house. I got to go check out the Deltas and see her Deltas.
Yeah.
Did you flash?
I mean, there were times. Yeah. Again, we were poor college kids, Steve. You got to resort to extremes.
Yeah, I measured a pizza. You showed your boobs for pizza.
I would have showed my boobs for a lot of free things.
Right?
Yeah, that's one of the life's great injustices, because as a guy, I would be, I mean, if I showed my and got myself, you know, a foot-long sub, I'd be so happy.
No, you'd get arrested.
Yeah, and I'd probably only get a 6-inch.
What did you get for free, and how did you pull it off? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
Did you weasel your way into a concert? Did you lie and get some free food? Maybe told him it was your birthday or something? Or
did you flash your tatas for pizza?
That too. 206-803-ROCK. What did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Tatas for Zazas.
Yes. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Foo Fighters. What did you get for free, and how exactly did you pull it off? 206-803-ROCK. Steve, someone is on hold. They got $200 off tires. We're going to find out how they pulled that off. Because, I mean, that's a good deal, right?
Hell yeah.
But first, let's check in with Chris from Stanwood. Chris, what did you get for free, and how did you pull it off?
Well, back when we were younger, I used to call the 1-800 number on the back of a certain beer brand and tell them that the beer didn't go when I opened it, and they would send me a $20 check for a case of beer and a t-shirt.
Dude, I'm more fired up about getting the t-shirt. I would do it just for that.
Yeah, the t-shirt was always like a double XL. They never asked for my size. They just sent some random t-shirt, but, you know, worked as a nightie.
Free is free.
I'm picturing them. They have like a box in the back of their like outfit. Just send them one of those t-shirts that nobody wants.
Oh, the leftovers.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Steve in Kirkland, what did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Actually, I was wrong. I actually got a little over $400 off. I'm looking at the receipt. I have to take my car in today, but I went in to a tire place to get tires for my car, and they're okay. Really expensive. And I just told them who I worked for, and the guy just said, "Hey, man, I'm going to hook you up." And that was it. I didn't ask for anything. I will be dropping them off some t-shirts because everyone likes those.
Nice.
Wait, who do you, if you don't mind sharing, who did you say you work for that got them so fired up that they were willing to give you some tires?
I'm actually a music photographer.
Oh,
okay.
The hockey puck.
Yeah. No, I know you, Steve.
Playboy.
Oh, so you said I work for Hugh Hefner.
Those are good pictures.
He's like, dude, that pretty much sums up my adolescent years. These tires are for free.
But honestly, getting a discount on tires would be next level because every time you go, it's so painful.
I'm so mad at myself because I recently had to get a new tire. I had one of those, like, I had a screw and a nail in a tire. And one of the spots was one of those, like, they can't patch. So, like, we got to get you a new tire. My tires were relatively new, so I just needed to get one. But it was still a pretty penny.
Yeah.
It was way more than I thought. And I was thankful it was just one. But while they were fixing it, they're like, okay, cool. Then I go to the gym afterwards, and I realize that because the gym I go to, I could get a discount on tires at the place where I dropped my car off to get the tires. But it was already, I'm sure if I went over there and like maybe bitched about, not bitch, but, you know, complained about it, I could have gotten the discount. But I was like, chalk it up to being an idiot. I should have said I work for Hugh Hefner.
Right, then.
I probably would have got a free tire.
206-803-ROCK. We've got the mailbox guy. What did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Well, I think about it. I paid for it up front, went to the department store. I got a Game Boy for my 5-year-old. This is 25 years ago. We were on a summer trip, summer day. We put it up on the dashboard. I go around the corner, intersection. It flies out the window into the intersection.
Wow.
Exactly. So I go pick it up. I still got the box that I received. I called the department store and I said, "Hey, y'all, we're just in there. I got a Game Boy here. It looks like somebody ran over it. Do you guys check? I mean, oh, Mr. Houston, come on in. We'll give you a brand new one." So I went in there. About an hour later, we had a brand new one. So it's not necessarily free, but I had to teach him a little lesson in life on how to take care of yourself.
Yeah, when all else fails, lie to the people that you bought a product from.
I mean, the second one was free, so, you know. That's good. You didn't have to reinvest.
See, I was thinking maybe it's like a life lesson of like, here's a lesson of disappointment. Now you don't have a Game Boy.
206-803-ROCK. David from Fife, what did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Well, I got two things for free, almost. One was I ordered some golf clubs and I did it through a no-interest financing.
Okay.
And I made one $30 payment. And then never received another invoice. So I called them and they said, your balance is zero. And that was probably about $350 worth of clubs. And the second one was a TV from Amazon. It came broken. And we sent it back. They opened up a new account. We made one $200 payment on like an 80-inch TV. And never sent another invoice. So we called them, said, "What's our balance?" And they said, "It's zero."
That's crazy.
What list are you on?
And at least you tried.
I don't know how it happens. I really don't.
I've had that happen before where I'm like, "Hey, blah, blah, blah. You know, I still owe money." And you're like, "No, you don't." And they get annoyed with you. And I'm like, "Okay, look, I tried." Like at this point, this is on. And sometimes even with Amazon, where you want to return something, and then they just say, "Just keep it."
Okay.
Have you had that happen before?
Yeah, of course.
It also recently happened also with, I got one of those rubber band rings, the Quaaludes, because it was the wrong size. It didn't fit me right. So
I said,
"Hey, I need to return it, blah, blah, blah." And they're like, "Well, just keep that one. Give it to a friend." And I'm like, this is awesome.
Free 99 is my favorite price. John from Olympia, what did you get for free and how did you pull it off?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, John?
Back when they had the EndFest concerts and the Lollapalooza concerts.
Yeah.
I used to work at this gas station, and it was really slow, and we had four lines to the phone there. So I would call the radio station, you know, to get free tickets. And for, like, the first 10 of each concert festival, I won tickets each time for, you know, a pair of tickets.
John, that's brilliant.
Really awesome.
Just working that system.
I think Steve Mink actually gave me two Infests in a row, and he remembered me, I remember, and he was, like, laughing about it. He's like, hey, didn't you get this last year? And I was like, yeah. He's like, right on.
That does sound like something I would say. Plus, it's Fred. I would only usually give him to hot chicks, so I was kind of surprised I gave it to John.
Oh my God. I'm kidding.
Maybe John is a hot chick. You know, he does sound pretty hot. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of fun when you get to play Ticket Fairy, though. You know, that really makes someone's day, especially in the ticket pricing of 2025.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Back then, I mean, tickets were still, like, expensive relatively at the time. But
yeah. Nowadays,
the service charges, I think, are more than the ticket price of yesteryear.
That's very true. It's very, very upsetting.
I think for me, one time I went to the zoo, and Lily was, like, younger, and I just remember they were so busy at the ice cream place, and she wanted an ice cream, so we walked up, and I was like, one vanilla cone, and they gave her the cone, and they just, like, stared at me, and I was like, and they're like, oh, anything else? And I was like, no, and they're like, okay, have a good day, and I was like, she's like, Dad, you didn't pay for it. I was like, but they didn't ask for my card.
Right.
And I just kind of walked away, and they didn't say anything. They've charged everyone out before me and after me, and I was like, all right.
Maybe they thought you were cute.
Maybe they thought his daughter was adorable.
All of the above, maybe?
That's crazy.
But yeah.
I mean, that just happened with me with the takeout, where I was going to pick up some takeout, yeah. And the lady, because it was just so busy, and I think she thought I was a DoorDasher, so it was already paid, just handed me and said, okay, here you go, sir. And then, unlike you, Danny, I was a man of high integrity, and I said, hey, I haven't paid yet. And she's like, oh, crap, sorry.
You do give DoorDasher vibes.
Oh, do I?
You do.
I don't even know what that means, but I feel insulted by you.
The Daily Mix Show.
Rockaholics, how would you like a shot at beating Steve this fine day? His record is 156 wins, 56 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. Call up now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 650.
Nerds!
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.